Anarchism, A Beginner's Guide, written by Ruth Kinner and read by Miranda Nation. Anarchism is a doctrine that aims at the liberation of peoples from political domination and economic exploitation by the encouragement of direct or non-governmental action. Historically, it has been linked to working-class activism, but its intellectual roots lie in the mid-19th century, just prior to the era of mass organisation. Europe was anarchism's first geographical centre, and the early decades of the 20th century marked the period of its greatest success. Yet the influence of anarchism has extended across the globe, from America to China. Whilst anarchism virtually disappeared after 1939, when General Franco crushed the Spanish Revolution to end the Civil War, today it is again possible to talk about an anarchist movement or movements. The origins of contemporary anarchism can be traced to 1968, when, to the delight and surprise of activists, and disappointment and incredulity of critics, student rebellion put anarchism back on the political agenda. There is some dispute in anarchist circles about the character and composition of the late 20th and 21st century anarchism and its relationship to the earlier 20th century movement. But all agree that anarchism has been revived, and there is some optimism that anarchist ideas are again exercising a real influence in contemporary politics. This influence is detectable in numerous campaigns, from highly publicised protests against animal vivisection, militarisation and nuclear arms, to less well-known programmes for urban renewal, the development of alternative media, free education, radical democracy and cooperative labour. Anarchist ideas have also made themselves felt in the anti-capitalist, anti-globalisation movement, sometimes dubbed by activists as the pro-globalisation movement, or the movement for globalisation from below. Anarchists are those who work to further the cause of anarchism. Like activists in other movements, those who struggle in the name of anarchism fall into a number of categories, ranging from educationalists and propagandists to combatants in armed struggle. Anarchists work in local and international arenas, building networks for community action and showing solidarity with comrades locked in struggles in areas like Palestine and the Chiapas region of Mexico. Because anarchists eschew party politics, their diversity is perhaps more apparent than it is in other organisations. The development of discrete anarchist schools of thought will be examined in some detail later on in the chapter. But as a starting point, it is useful to indicate three areas of difference to help distinguish the concerns of contemporary anarchists.